Much of the gas drilling in Pennsylvania takes place in rural areas. Over the years, gas companies and farmers have had to learn to coexist. Those relationships can be positive or rocky. That's why some drilling companies come to the state's farm show. As State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick reports, they make an effort to buy livestock and a little goodwill.
It's a hectic scene inside the farm show complex in Harrisburg.
It's very energetic. There's lots of stuff going on. You know, it's I refer to it as organized chaos.
15-year-old Brady Fight is one of the many kids here at the youth livestock auction showing off his hard work, a 129-pound lamb.
The money that I make from it, it'll go back into an account that I will buy lambs for fair and farm show and also to pay for feed expenses and other expenses.
Someone in the crowd just bought his lamb for
$800. Seneca Resources, thank you very much.
The buyer is Rob Boulware, head of external communications for the natural gas drilling company Seneca Resources. He picked Fight out of the crowd, not because of his lamb, but because he's from Clarion County, where the company has a number of shallow gas wells.
There is a lot of infrastructure. You tend to drill where people aren't, and that would be your rural areas where farming exists.
Boulware spent about $30,000 on behalf of Seneca, buying up livestock at county fairs where the company operates, and this week at the farm show. It's good for public relations. But he also has a soft spot for agriculture. He grew up on a farm in Westmoreland County and used to raise livestock, too.
We did mainly horses, but we had a couple of pet projects as well. Some had chickens and hogs and a couple of cows.
Boulware says he knows how tough farming can be.
So I know what it's like to raise a livestock project and try to bring it to auction. I also understand the hardship if you don't make the sale. And the disappointment if buyers aren't there.
That's why he also bought a 258-pound Berkshire hog from 18-year-old Abby Gillis. She lives in Westmoreland County, where Seneca has pipelines.
He paid, $325 for it, and market price would have been about $180.
Oh, nice. So it's a nice profit.
Yeah, a big profit.
She plans to use the money to help pay for college.
I'd like to pursue a degree in the medical field. So a lot of the money that I've made showing my animals over the past years will be put towards college funds.
Most of the animals sold here get processed for food, but some are kept for breeding. Kay Brockett is a Seneca leaseholder and stay-at-home mom who volunteers at the auction. She says smaller local businesses do support the students, but the deep pockets of the oil and gas industry are helpful.
They really do provide a wonderful service for the kids because they have the dollars behind them.
Boulware has worked to convince some of his friends in the industry to join in the auction, too. Cabot Oil and Gas spent about $2,500 bidding on livestock from kids in Susquehanna County, where it does most of its drilling. Marie Cusick, State Impact Pennsylvania, at the Farm Show.